K-R-I-S. It's where the stars live.
My hands up to the stars.
Jennifer Lopez.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
The Black Eyed Peas.
Good to be back in Dubai.
My hands up to the stars.
Vin Diesel, are we going to get you back here in the Middle East?
Yes, I'm dying to come here. First of all, I was able to hang out with Liger, which is pretty spectacular.
Heads up, Dubai!
The Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
Awesome show, guys.
Say, you guys show rock.
We love you guys.
The show must never end.
We're on.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning. Another week together. Monday 23rd, 6:04. What's going on? Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy Eddie, Nala hanging out with us as well. My mum already listening.
Oh.
Says, good morning, Habibi. Hopefully you're ready for the day. I am, Mum. I'm ready to go. I love you, Mama.
How cute is that message?
No, I know. Isn't it so cute? How are you guys? How was the weekend?
The weekend
Fantastic.
Was great.
Yeah, it was nice.
You and I had lunch yesterday together with some friends. Pretty, that was nice.
That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since, like...
I wish Jeff was, like, my Instagram husband.
Why?
He's such a great photographer.
Oh, yeah, your photos came out good, huh?
Put some photos up on Instagram last night of Brianna and I. They were all taken by Pretty's husband, Jeff. He's just so...
Did he direct the shots as well?
Yeah, yeah, and he does it so quickly.
Wow.
Yeah, he was very quick.
When I ask Brianna to take photos of me sometimes, you know, because I ask her a lot... I'm there for like 20 minutes and I might get one shot. Jeff... 7 seconds, had five to choose from. I put them all up on Instagram.
Somebody taught him well. I'm not sure who that could be.
Not me. I am not that great at taking photos. I'm not good.
So Man City, the Premier League champions, there you are. They wear the blue, right?
Yeah.
They wear the blue.
Light blue, yeah.
Is it the one that Etihad Airways are the sponsors of?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, you know, I got offered to go to a match at that arena. What's the...
Etihad Arena.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got offered to go to Etihad Arena and watch a match there. I should have taken that up. I'll take that offer up next time.
Do it. Become a Man City supporter.
But that would mean I wouldn't be an Everton supporter.
That's all right.
Probably. Who are the sponsors of Everton?
Kazoo.
What's Kazoo?
What's that?
Car supply company.
Like
car sales company.
If you want to go buy a car, you go to kazoo.com or something.
Yeah.
In the UK.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kazoo.
The better way to buy your next car.
I'd rather Etihad as my sponsor. I think that sounds more legit and prestigious than...
I know.
Kazoo!
I know.
No disrespect to Kazoo.
They're not here in the UK.
They're not here? No. Okay, then I'm going to disrespect... No, I'm not. I'm
used
not.
Car dealers.
Well, well done to Man City. Who's their top player, Man City? Is there... Would anyone that I know?
Silva, maybe. Phil Foden played well.
Good on him.
There's a few good ones in
there.
Yeah,
my timeline. I woke up this morning and just filled with Man City wins and pictures and... So,
but
well done.
Some really scary videos I saw.
Oh, is that them running onto the field and taking the net and all that?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah,
and
I saw
like,
that.
Wow, that looks really scary. There were all these security guards.
The football fans, I saw that.
Push everyone
they
back.
All ran onto the field. Is that a common thing on the finals?
Well, I think they followed suit of Everton. When we didn't get relegated on Thursday night, we piled onto the pitch and now everybody's doing it. So
the memes of Everton that I've received over the weekend have been pretty funny. Because they were such large celebrations, Everton, but then they came like second last, wasn't it?
16th.
Out of how
Avoided
many teams?
Avoided relegation.
Out of how many teams?
Out of 20, isn't it? 20
okay.
teams.
Yeah, so that the memes were of like the guy cheering, but he's actually at the bottom of the ladder.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It's cute.
But it doesn't matter.
Cute.
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Well, it should, because hopefully next year you could get relegated again. Hopefully your team improves, you know. You don't want to go
will.
Through that.
It was just a bit of a scare. Don't worry.
Right. OSN subscription coming up, which is fantastic. We've got another chance to win with FedEx as well. And our very good friends at Maven Marketing are giving you a chance to go see Tyra Banks.
How cool is that?
In Abu Dhabi. This is pretty cool. Got a huge week ahead of us. Let's get into it right now. Who's our first caller of the day? Can it be you? I'd love to hear from you. 0487155444. On the way to work, maybe on the way to school, whatever it is, maybe coming home or going to the gym. Let's get you on the show right now. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. What's going on? How's the weekend? How was it?
Oh, weekend was great. It was amazing. Had a good time. Had a good amount of rest.
Oh, that's good.
I've been back home after a couple of weeks.
Where were you?
It was great.
Where were you for a couple of weeks?
I was actually at work. So my work is near Rue. So we work in shift timing.
Oh.
So what, you live where you work for a couple of weeks?
Yes, absolutely.
Can I ask what type of work, or is it a secret?
Sorry?
Can I ask what type of work you do, or is it a secret?
I'm an engineer, so I have a lot of operations and maintenance tasks to do. That is where I sort of specialize in.
I'm still trying to figure out what you... So you're an engineer, but you work on site, you sleep on site.
Yes.
Absolutely. Why can't you go home?
It's far.
The kind of responsibilities I have, it sort of, binds me to stay over there for a couple of weeks. So it's just a lot more better in terms of productivity as well.
Are you saying that things could go wrong pretty bad pretty quick and they need you there just in case?
Definitely.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, I think I know what you do for a living.
What?
Do you work in the same... Oh, I don't know if we have a facility like
that. The chemical plant.
Yeah, like, do you work where Homer Simpson used to work?
Where Homer Simpson used to work?
Nuclear plant.
Oh, my God. You are damn on right.
Yeah, see?
Oh. Wow, yeah, good see?
Job. That's amazing.
Yeah, so, Muhammad, you got a big responsibility. Thanks, man. Thanks for looking after us and staying there the night, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Have a great week, guys. It was wonderful talking to you.
All right, brother.
Bye.
Take care. Yeah, he works in the nuclear plant. He's
got
to make sure.
I've got a friend who works there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why he sleeps tonight, just in case, anything goes out. They'll be like, Muhammad!
And then it's like a far drive.
It's like our engineers here. They like if anything goes wrong with the radio station and it crashes, they have to come in. They quickly start fixing it.
Yeah. I think that nuclear plant is like... on the way to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's far. It's far.
Is it?
Yeah, it's near Abu Dhabi way on the way to Saudi.
Whole other world. Whole other world we don't know of.
It's crazy.
Yeah. There we go. All right, well done. Thanks, mate. Thanks to all our engineers are actually across the country doing what you do, making sure things work.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Yeah, she's got everything you need gossip-wise. What have you got, Pretty Malik?
So Saturday Night Live had their season finale this weekend, okay. And a lot of the cast members said goodbye permanently to the show, like Kate McKinnon, A.D. Bryant, they're saying goodbye, and Pete Davidson after 8 seasons. So he had his final goodbye on the show. They do a segment called Weekend Update. So obviously Pete did his jokes, but at the end, I thought this was the best part. He kind of did a sweet goodbye and thanked the show's creator, Lorne Michaels.
And I appreciate SNL always having my back and allowing me to work on myself and grow. And, thank you to Lorne for never giving up on me or, judging me, even when, like, everyone else was. And for believing in me and allowing me to have a place that, like, I could call home with the memories that'll last a lifetime. So thank you, guys.
Oh, there we go. Nice. So SNL, if you don't know, it's a weekly show that runs in the States, right? And it's sort of like this skit show. Like, it's a lot of comedians. It's the start of where, like, sort of people like Adam Sandler came from, David Spade.
Chris Rock.
Jim Carrey. Yeah, like, the list of, like, celebrities who are now famous that we watch on movies all started.
Yeah.
On this SNL show. And it's a weekly show, and they're doing like live comedy skits with a live audience, and celebrities are joining in. Yeah. It's a pretty cool concept. So Pete Davidson saying goodbye. I wonder what he'll do next.
He's signed up for a movie that will be filming in Australia. He's got a series coming out too, so he's doing all right.
There we go. Kim Kardashian will probably go home to Australia at some stage then.
Yep.
All right, what else you got for me?
So Drake, he loves a good bet. I don't know if you follow him, but he loves betting.
He's sponsoring a company as well.
Steak.
So he's always showing us that he's betting and on steak, which is STAKE.
Correct, yeah. It's a crypto...
is it?
I think it's crypto related.
Okay.
So anyways, he decided, hey, I haven't bet on Formula One yet. Let me give it a go. And so he decided to... put money on Charles Leclerc, who he thought was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he was going to win. Unfortunately,
didn't win.
He had an engine failure and Max Verstappen won, so he ended up losing $230,000.
What was his investment? Do you know how much he put in?
No, but he lost $230,000. That's what he lost, $230,000.
Wow, there we go. Never bet against Max Verstappen. I thought
he's dominant.
Who's this Charles Leclerc guy? I haven't heard of this
guy. He was leading.
See, a new guy that's come up, has he? I haven't heard his name for like...
He sounds like a 90s Formula One driver. Yeah,
Charles Leclerc coming up around the bend.
So he was actually leading the standings, but now Max Verstappen has overtaken him. He's doing quite well. And finally, Mike Tyson has broken his silence about that confrontation on a flight with that passenger who was definitely intoxicated.
Yep.
If you missed it, this guy was asking Mike for pictures, kept talking. Mike finally was like, dude, you need to stop. He didn't listen. And of course, he punched him.
Yeah, the guy was out of control. He deserves a punch in the face.
Yeah, so Mike is not getting any criminal charges against him.
Okay.
They've decided that. But he was on this podcast. He was talking about it. And he just kept saying how the guy was messing with him despite taking photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then he revealed what his wife told him.
All right, here we go.
I shouldn't even be taking public planes. My wife gets mad that I take public planes. Well, what am I doing? I complain with what he's supposed to watch me, a bodyguard, and it triggers me.
So I tried to make sense of that, but I think what he's saying is, you know, I'm flying commercial. What am I supposed to have a bodyguard standing next to me in a commercial flight?
Well, what is interesting, he was flying interstate, wasn't he, within the States, it seemed like.
Yeah, yeah.
There are, like, semi-private companies now that, like, you can, it's not a private jet.
Yeah.
But, like, let's say, if they're doing a flight from LA to Phoenix, there's 12 seats.
Mm.
And it's like you can just book one of those seats. So now you're only flying with 12 people. You know these 12 people that you're flying with are fairly well off because they're paying, you know, seven times more than you pay for a business class flight.
Yeah.
But you're there. I don't think Mike should be flying.
Well, he definitely won't be after this. He will not be flying commercial.
Remember we caught up with Mike Tyson a few years ago here?
Let's, number one show, so these guys know their business, they're professionals at it, and I used to follow their lead.
Of course, now you say you follow their lead, obviously the complete trust in what you're providing. You're going to be taking kids who are really looking up to you, man, and just being like, hey,
he was going to open up a boxing academy here in the country, but unfortunately it didn't go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it went ahead.
For everybody, not only for kids, just hope for everybody and for everybody to get fit and in shape. And it's going to be... the equipment's going to be the state of the art.
He was a good guy. He was a really, really friendly guy when we met him, you know? Mm. Very nice. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. Hi.
Nala in studio number two, ready to go. Nala, how was your weekend? Everything good in Nala's life?
It is. I felt a bit sad yesterday because of the race, but all good.
Formula One race.
You have to explain yourself on the radio, okay?
Formula One race. I was sad.
If someone just tuned in, no one knows what that is. They're just the race.
Well, I think she was relying on you to say, oh, what, the Formula One race?
No, but I want to, as she's only just started into this radio business a few years ago. How long have you been with us now? Like 7 months?
3 years.
3 years, okay. It's always so fresh for me.
Oh, it's so like a new day every day.
You're upset about the F1. You're a huge F1 fan. Why are you upset?
So I'm upset because A, Daniel's car wasn't that great.
Daniel Ricciardo, yep.
B, my second driver that I like, Lando, who's also a McLaren, also was feeling sick.
Norris
couldn't drive properly.
He was feeling sick?
Yeah.
What happened?
He had like allergies.
It wasn't a monkey thing, was it?
No. It was allergies.
Just making sure.
Be careful. Yeah. And then the third driver I like, his engine failed, which is Charles Leclerc. So.
There you go.
Great weekend for me.
Apart from F1, how was the weekend?
It was good. It was chill.
Yeah, chilled.
I had a Twilight marathon.
I was like, Nala, let's tell everyone what you did this weekend.
You watched all the Twilight movies?
Yeah. So my friend and I, on Friday, we started the Twilight marathon before our birthday that we had at 10. And I would like to say it was a success. And we finished all the movies.
So you're living the life of my 12-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Technically, yes. Yeah.
How old are you again?
24.
24, okay. That's fine. Mm. 24, can do that. What are you doing at 24, Pri? What were you doing?
Here, working.
You left the nest.
I was here.
You left home, New York City, and you came out here to do a job.
Yeah, I was co-hosting with you.
At 24?
Yeah.
You're young. Good on you.
That's so cool.
That was a big move for a...
I was 22 when I moved.
A young Indian girl living in New York City to say goodbye to everyone and come out here to Dubai and start a job.
Yeah.
There we go. Nala was watching Twilight at home.
Yeah, I'm still working.
We love you, Nala. We absolutely love you. All right, listen, Diplo, Miguel coming up musically next. And yes, Dubai's done it again. They've topped a list, a global list. But for what? We'll tell you. The UAE, Dubai. We have ranked it. We are number one in the world. This is a good one. This is legit.
Mm.
TripAdvisor. If you don't use TripAdvisor, it's great. If you ever fly into a city and you have no idea where you should go, what you should eat, what you should look at, get on a TripAdvisor because it's basically real people like us that go around and say, oh, I went to this restaurant here and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then once enough people like tap tag that restaurant in it, it goes up a list and you can, you know, see where to go, right?
Well, you know what a good thing to do is when you go to a hotel and it says, what's your job? Just write down, you work for TripAdvisor.
Oh, wow.
And the treatment in the hotels.
It's different?
Yeah. It's great.
Well, no, it's important. You'll go into most hotels and they've got their TripAdvisor stars, like the how many stars their ranking. So, I mean, it's really important. So TripAdvisor, guys, listed Dubai as the number one in the ranking of most popular travel destinations for 2022.
Everybody come here.
We are lit, ladies and gentlemen. We are absolutely lit. Obviously, the way that we handled the pandemic. We opened up. We did it the right way. Obviously, accepting everybody as well has really made, I guess, Dubai and the UAE just a country, a city where you can come in and actually enjoy life. Even having my parents here for 2 months, as they stated, they're like, there's no COVID.
Yeah.
Like, because they went back home and it was like a completely different feel. Now, we do have COVID, but I feel like we just know how to handle it. We know the restrictions. People put their masks on where they need to, et cetera, et cetera. So let me run through the top 10.
Okay.
Now, number 10 is in Egypt. I want to say this right. I may not. Hurghada.
Hurghada.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that place.
Neither have I.
Let's see.
Can we?
It's a beach resort town.
It might be. Near Sharm el Sheikh, like that area there?
Red Sea coast.
But there it is. I want to make sure. Any Egyptians, am I saying that right?
Hurghada.
I'm getting the Hurghada. That was actually number 10. So there we go. Well done. Number 9, Paris. Number nine, Paris.
Yeah.
Number 8, Istanbul. Number 7, Mexico, Cabo San Lucas.
Everyone goes to Cabo.
Cabo, yeah, that's a big one, right? A lot of the guys from LA go down to Cabo. Number 6 is Rome.
Interesting.
These ranking of most popular travel destinations in 2022. Crete, number 5. Bali. Crete's Greece, right?
Yeah.
Bali, Indonesia. Bali's beautiful, number 4. A lot of guys out of the UAE going to Bali. Cancun. Mexico, that's number 3. Number 2, surprisingly, London. I didn't think it would make number 2.
That's good.
But London. And number 1, Dubai, man. This is pretty amazing. TripAdvisor's director of media said, Dubai is an ultra-modern city that has it all. Golden beaches, world-class dining, gorgeous hotels. Since the Traveler's Choice Awards are based on reviews of places to go, stay, and things to do in destinations, to rank as the world's best means a destination has obtained stellar traveler reviews across all its tourism sectors. So big shout out to Dubai Tourism and the team there, because I think they do absolutely amazing job. Issam and the team just do a fantastic job. But I think just also us as a population, I think we do a pretty good job showcasing this city to the world.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
You know what I mean? I think it's our social medias as well that sort of get it out there to our friends and family. They can't believe it, you know. I'm doing that Mayweather fight this week, and they're like, what happens in your country? Every week there is some major event. We get like 3 a year. You get 3 a week.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It is.
Marwa, Egyptian?
Yeah.
All right, give it to us. How do we say? Hurghada.
Well, if you want to say it the English way, it's Hurghada.
Okay.
Hurghada, okay.
All right, and here it is in Arabic. Hurghada.
Oh, wow. You guys, we've really remixed that one. Say it in Arabic again.
Okay, so the Egyptians say it Hurghada. If you want to get really technical and use like the proper Arabic, where we really don't, it's Hurghada.
Wow. I'm just going to call it the nice beach city in Egypt.
It's gorgeous. It's stunning. I don't know if you've ever heard of the El Gona Film Festival that they have for, like, that's where it's held. El Gona's right next to Gaza. So,
Yeah, I hear it's amazing scuba diving. Some of the best in the world in Egypt.
It is stunning. It's clear waters. I mean, if you want to take Brianna post-recovery, by the way, I'm happy she's flying. She's recovering well. Y'all should go there. It's very stunning. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
All right. There it is. Put Egypt on the list of travel destinations. I went to Egypt, but I just did Istanbul. I just did Cairo. I just did Cairo, and I realized there's so much more to Egypt that you got to see
there
than just the...
There's like Sharm el-Sheikh, and then And there's book store, there's a salon, there's everything. It's full of stuff to do. Yeah.
Look at you, Marwa, the Egyptian Tourism Board are proud of you right now, Marwa.
Should hire me, shouldn't they?
I agree. If I was working there, I would hire a Marwa. Well done. Congratulations to all the cities involved, and of course, well done, Dubai.
Yay.
Give me that paycheck.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get to gold tier status faster. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Hello, Ashley. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
What's up, Ashley? Ready to play? You ready to win?
Yep, ready to try anyway.
All right, well, let's get it going now. What are you... let's guess Ash's profession. I'm going teacher.
You can't, going teacher?
Yeah, I'm going teacher.
I'm going Irish teacher.
Okay, what are you doing?
He just said teacher.
Yeah, I know. Go, just say it.
I'm going to say real estate agent.
What do you do, Ash?
No, I'm a teacher.
Yes.
I couldn't say teacher.
Yeah, we got it, though. We got it. Where do you teach at, can we ask?
In charge for the ministry.
Nice stuff. How long have you been here for?
5 years.
5 years, welcome. How did it happen moving here to the UAE from Ireland, right?
No, I actually lived in Jordan for a year before this, and then I moved from Jordan to here.
How did you get from Ireland to Jordan?
I just looked for a job for teaching, and I ended up out there.
Oh, interesting.
Is there like a teaching website that all teachers go to?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. Well, welcome. Welcome 5 years now here, hanging out. We're going to try to get you 10,000 dirhams cash now. You know the deal with RackBank. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Yep.
Good? He's good. You're not very talkative, Ash. Are you nervous?
I'm ready.
Ready? Okay. Are you cheating? Did you just put us on loudspeaker so someone can help you?
No, there's no one with me.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Come on, Ashley.
Ash, ready to do it. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. What sport features in the movie series Rocky?
Boxing.
Who is Katy Perry's fiancé?
Pass.
What football club won the English Premier League yesterday?
Man City.
What is the capital of Saudi Arabia?
Pass.
Who sings the songs The Greatest and Titanium?
David Guetta.
How many Best Actor Oscars has Leonardo DiCaprio won?
One.
What country did the Olympics originate in?
Italy. No, Greece.
What singer has a child named Angelo Adkins?
Pass.
Anna Wintour is the editor-in-chief of which magazine?
Vogue.
Chris Humphries was married to which Kardashian?
Courtney.
No.
The famous. I don't know.
Just say Kim. I just wanted you to say Kim. It was the most famous Kardashian. Hey, listen, 50% right. You just passed 500 dirhams. All yours. Well done. What did you get? Orlando Bloom is Katy Perry's fiance. Riyadh, capital of Saudi. Sia sings those songs. Adele has the Angelo Adkins, the son. And Chris Humphries, married to Kim Kardashian. That would have got you more cash. But listen, well done, and thanks for hanging out with us, all right?
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man. Take care. That's Ash, a teacher from Sharjah. Where will you be calling from tomorrow? Let's get you on the pop quiz around 7:10 every single morning right here on Virgin Radio. More of your best feel-good hits. Sweetie Her, this is Closer, live on the Chris Fade Show. Morning.
Hold me closer. It's the freaking me. So good, don't want it to be over. Now, baby, I know that you like it. Come closer. It's the freaking me. I want you, you, you. I love everything you do, do, do. I'd do anything for you, you, you. I love everything you do, do, do. It's the freaking me. I want.
I wanna find a love for the weekend.
fault. You know what you here for? Could a cousin get let you up with the key code? All this ice on, but he bought a country heat stroke. You got everything that I like. You don't, you lying. You mix, you mind. Pull me tight and pull me closer. It's the freaking me. My flow mask, but I ain't trippin' if it rain, cause it came with umbrellas, they get wetter. I got him sending Birkins on my birthday. I ain't never met him, he don't even know my birth name. Liking on my pics, so I know he like him curvy. Crush on the it boy, when I'm in the worst way. I just want a dice, only store him with a nickname. Icy moi, ooh la la. Take them eggs, them draws. Da Vinci, I'm paint his walls. Hold me closer, ooh, so
swa. Hold me closer. It's the freaking me, I wanna show ya.
Hanging out live, the Chris Fade Show, Monday Virgin Radio Gossip. We'll check that in about 10 minutes.
Doja Cat cancels all of her shows.
Uh-oh, Doja Cat in trouble medically. We'll find out why. Jason called through. Hey, man. Morning.
What's up, Chris? How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. What's happening?
Driving in, listening to you guys.
You were, you're leaving us. I hear it says, after 41 years in Dubai, you say today is your last day.
Well, today's the last day in the car because I'm selling my car today. But I've been tuning into you guys like forever. But next week, I officially leave along with the family to Canada.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Gone. They're gone.
We'll
Dubai's been home for like since it was just sand and there was just the trade center on Sheikh Zayed Road. So this place has literally been built like since like as I was growing up. So it was incredible.
So how old are you? Can I ask?
I'm 42.
So okay, you came here to Dubai as a 1-year-old.
Yeah,
man.
And my dad got here in 75. He's not here anymore, but yeah, he was here for a long time too.
That's remarkable, man. So you spent your whole life here in Dubai in the UAE, and next week you make the big move back to your home, but really it's sort of not, but Canada.
Yeah, yeah. So we. Actually, you put together on a celebrity team, that Bollywood thing.
Sorry, I'm you're cutting out a little bit. What did you say?
So we played together on the celebrity game on against the Bollywood superstars.
Oh my god!
That season,
yes, Jace,
yeah,
right.
That season.
Well, that's a good way to leave the country, being able to play football with some Bollywood superstars. Hey?
That was some stadium send off. That was pretty good.
So why the move back home? Just it's time to go back work.
So I'm originally from India, but I'm getting transferred through with the company that I work with. I work with Hilti,
okay,
and they're very looked after me, and they're transferring me over to Calgary in Canada.
Nice.
Oh, it's going to be an adjustment. I speak to a few of my friends that have sort of like left the UAE and gone back to their homes, and they say that it just takes a bit. You got to do that adjustment year. Takes about a year just to adjust from like
how things work.
Yeah, and how like, you know, because we do get it good here. You know what I mean? There is that.
Find out how spoiled we all are.
Yeah, we're totally. We're spoiled brats. We're all spoiled brats. You know, I rock up now in the morning. I just found out that this little cafe around the area opens up at 5 a.m. I just pull my car up and they bring me a bit of chai, you know, for 2 dirhams.
Yeah.
I could never get that. I said to Brianna, I said, where in the world, in the States or in Australia, could you pull up, get a cup of basically coffee for like 36 cents?
No.
No chance.
You know?
I know. I actually coincidentally lived in Australia for 8 years. So I lived in Perth, Western Australia, and then I lived in Brisbane in Surfers Paradise.
That's crazy, man. Well, listen, we'll miss you here. You can always, if you want to keep listening to the show, we've got a podcast. The show goes out every single day on a podcast. If you just search the Chris Fade Show. Yep. On any of your podcast platforms, it comes up, and it's the entire show without the commercials, interesting enough.
Thank you guys so much for all that you do, all the energy, all the love, all the positivity in the morning, giving people a platform where they can, you know, voice what they're going through, the good stuff, the bad stuff. So keep doing what you guys are doing, man.
Awesome, mate. God bless you and the fam, Jace. Love. Right, I'm back on the radio. I got to go. Love you. Bye. Bye. All right, bye.
Is that your mom?
Bye. All right, bye, baby.
No, kids. It's
why would you say, is that my mum? I talk to my daughters every day at this stage. You know that. Was that a joke?
No, I thought it was because your mum's listening today, isn't she? So I just thought it might have been your mum.
Maybe, yeah, don't talk. It's okay. Just relax today. I know. My kids, Rossi hasn't said many words on the show today. But then he just decided to jump in with that one. I'm trying to get my girls to go. I don't know if you're a parent, you may feel this. My girls, as they get older, they have obviously more independence. So I say to bed by 9:30.
Yeah.
Like lights out, 9:30. I want them sleeping by 10 at the latest. And that's late.
That is late.
For a 12 and 10, I used to get to bed at 8:30, but I give them that luxury. But I know they're on their iPads till like 10:15. And so in the morning, now when I just speak to them, they're tired. Like you can hear it. They're like, hi.
Can't you just turn the Wi-Fi off?
I can. Well, I did the threat. I just did the threat then. I said, guys, I don't want to be like, you know, the annoying dad.
Mm.
But if you guys can't get yourselves to bed before 10 o'clock because you're on your iPads, I'll just take the iPads off you at 9. Like, they'll just be gone. I'll take them and you can get them in the morning again. So we'll have to see.
Just do that, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I like to give them their own. Like, I want them to create their own destiny. I want them to understand their independence and be responsible. So, but I've given them the... That's the decision.
How many days are you going to give it before you take it away?
Today. I'll try it today. I'll see what happens today. I'll do the test.
What was the whole like iPad thing last time? Do you remember? You were like, you're not having any iPads and all of this.
I just take it off. That's what I do now. Like, that's the thing.
Because that's the punishment, right?
Yeah.
Because so, like, you hit them where it hurts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I walk into the TV room and like there's just like junk everywhere. Like it's just, they're living their best lives, right? Yeah. There's Tucky chips over here. There's guacamole set over here. Socks are thrown. It's just like phone. I got chargers galore. I don't know if you're like my house. I got chargers everywhere because, you know, God forbid these kids, like their iPad drops below 60%. If it goes below 60%, it's an emergency. I'm like, I need a charger. I'm like, what's your percent on? 60. Okay, you got like 11 hours.
60%.
Honestly, 60% for them is low. Like they're freaking out.
Oh, crazy, isn't it?
So it's an iPad revolution. But really, it is. It's don't know what to do. I really. If you're a parent and you agree and you feel me right now, call me 0487155444. I know we're doing the school run, and I know a lot of you kids are listening. You're the same age as my daughters. 60% is not low on your iPad.
What's low? When it's red, it's low.
Yeah, if you're sitting on 15%, that's low, all right? I'll let you charge at 15%. At 60%,
no.
I don't want to be hearing I'm low. Kenneth, hi.
Hi.
You relating to this?
Hi, Chris.
Yeah?
I listen to you guys every day as I go to work with a morning shift.
Thank you.
So... you're speaking of 60% and everything.
Mm.
This generation, that's it.
That's it.
It doesn't drop below 60%, then we're low, right?
Actually, if it is 60% and it's low, thank God. Sometimes it's 80%.
What?
Yeah, I know. Like, my girls sometimes just have it in the charger full stop. It needs to be at 100% at all times.
But why? What will happen?
I don't know, man.
My son is only 3 years back home. Mm. But 80%, you'll start crying.
80%, poor guy.
Kelly, you feeling me, Kel?
Yeah, I have 3 girls, but we never have any chargers in our house. So I don't even know. Like, they disappear. We are constantly buying chargers.
Yes.
They're constantly breaking them.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And then it's tears. And I don't even know what life was like before iPads. Like,
I know.
They don't climb trees. They don't ride bicycles.
Yep.
iPad.
I know. And they argue, that's my charger. No, that's mine. I plugged it there. I bought a pack of 12 from Amazon the other day, like just 12 chargers. We're down to three people. I don't know where the others
went.
Where
did they go?
It's like socks. They disappear.
And teaspoons. Yep, all those things.
What do we do, Kelly? What are we going to do? Maha, what? Maha, tell us what we're going to do.
No, it's exactly the same. I have a stock of charger wires in my storeroom.
Yeah, and they disappear, right?
They disappear. They vanish.
I don't know where they go. It's like the socks.
The washing machine eats the socks. That's obvious.
Is that where BC? Where do they go? What are we doing with our kids?
I have no idea. When I got my 8-year-old here, she gave me the phone and she wants me to agree. 60% needs to recharge. She's got a gun on my head, but then she's an angel. And now she keeps her iPad on charge by herself. When it's down to 5%, so I got no problems like that.
It's the future. Maybe we can get. Can we get a kid on to justify the actions of the youth today, so we can understand as adults why you need? Hold on, we have Cinderella with us. What a beautiful name,
wow.
Cinderella. How old are you?
I'm 9.
9 years old. Are you? Tell us what's going on here. Why are you guys needing to charge it?
When I'm like talking with my friends, I let my iPad go down to 1%, and then I rush to the charger and then charge it.
Wow, you're living on the edge.
You're living on the edge,
ooh,
Cinderella.
Ooh, dangerous.
Cinderella living on the edge. Throughout all the time that we will throw away chargers, and I'm not buying any more, children. I would not buy you any more chargers. And just know that if you've got 60% juice in your iPads or your phones, you're okay. Did I hit a nerve with that topic?
Yeah.
So many parents, you feeling me right now with these phone chargers and iPad chargers? It's a big business. It's so big that if you go into a Zoom gas station or a gas station, they sell them on the counters. Like the chargers are right there. We are always needing to juice up, right?
Yeah.
What are you guys on right now? What's your phone at? So I know. What are you
percentage.
At?
Percentage.
Because I just want to know everyone's percentage right now.
Mine is at 94.
Really, that's pretty good. I'm at 80. I'm at 83%. Ross, what are you at?
How do I find that out? Oh, 83. Yeah, 83.
What do you mean? I had to tell you. You've never looked.
No, I didn't know where it displays the percentage on the right. Yeah,
top right hand corner.
Yeah. Oh yeah, look, it says 83.
Gosh.
Virgin Radio traffic and weather together. Traffic powered by McDonald's.
Does it really say 83? Because that means you and I, our phones are in the same.
Sync.
So, you got 83 and I've got 83.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. That's a bad sign for me. I don't know why.
That means you two are on your phones a lot, huh?
Nala, what are you on as a 24-year-old female? What are you on?
80.
Right.
Oh, no.
There it is. She's using it. On the roads, how are we looking?
45-minute delay right now on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road. Traffic is starting at City Center. Al Zahia, you're looking at 30 on Etihad Road.
I wonder, are you allowed to charge your iPads at school? You must be able to charge your iPads at school.
I've always wondered about the phones.
You're not allowed to take them out. Like my daughters are not allowed to take their phones out.
Right, if they take the phone out, they're in trouble.
You're no communicating. But the teachers don't know. All the kids are communicating on TikTok, Instagram. Like it's the same thing.
On the iPad.
So they have their iPads out. They're connecting that way.
So they got the apps on there.
Yeah, it's like, no, why'd you get their phones out? You're not allowed to talk to people. And the kids are like, okay, miss. And then they're just on iPad DMing everyone. On Instagram DMing everyone.
Oh, you've been... Yeah, caught out.
Yeah, everyone's caught out. Yeah, there's no way stopping the youth of today.
That is true.
There they go. Hopefully they're going to be good though. In 40 years the world will hopefully be a better place.
In the metaverse.
Yes, true. That's right.
Gossip.
All right, I will rant in this at some stage, but first let's talk that guy. Jack Harlow got himself in trouble at the NBA game.
Yeah, so this video's gone viral now, but the incident happened at the beginning of the month. And basically, Jack Harlow is seen messing with a live NBA broadcast camera. He turned one of the knobs down, and that knob is what gets the broadcast on TV.
Yeah.
And this woman had no idea.
The camera woman.
Yeah, and she's looking at her camera and she's like, something's not right. She doesn't understand what's going on. And he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Obviously, some people did think it was funny, but a lot of people were like, you are disrespecting someone's job right now, and she could get fired because she's messed something up.
Yeah, so she's the live videographer for the NBA game, and he's just pressing all these buttons she can't see because she's holding this camera up. He's sitting courtside. Not good for Jack Harlow. He's got to watch out now. He's famous. Everyone's coming at him.
Well, Tammy, the woman, went onto Twitter afterwards and said, Jack Harlow, you owe me chicken fingers. So
cute stuff.
All right.
Well done, yeah. Tammy.
Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker, they have gotten married for the third time. This time in Italy.
Okay.
So they did the fake wedding in Vegas.
Yep.
They did the legal wedding in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Now they've done the ceremony, like the big proper ceremony, in Portofino, Italy. Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly were there. Andrea Bocelli was singing.
Lossy!
Walked down the stairs. Kourtney, Travis, and the families were all dressed in Dolce & Gabbana, which is fueling rumors that Dolce & Gabbana sponsored the entire wedding.
Oh.
Because the whole week they've been in Italy, every single family member has been out in Dolce. And it
they made some money from this wedding.
And they just opened a store in Portofino. And it just seems all too...
sponsored wedding.
Yeah, so it looks like it's a sponsored wedding.
Finally, yep. Doja Cat. We love Doja Cat. She just won a bunch of awards at the MTV Awards as well, right?
And the Billboard Music Awards as well. She's had to cancel her festival run this summer and pull out of the weekend's tour because she had to get surgery on her tonsils. She had an abscess on her left tonsil. They were all infected even before the Billboard Music Awards. And if you saw the Billboard Music Awards, you saw her vaping a lot, which did not help. She was already on antibiotics. She was on a lot of medication. Doja also says, obviously, she has to quit vaping because that does not help her tonsils.
Of course, man. Like this. All right, now the rant is on vaping, right?
I give it to you now.
I want to talk about vaping because I've had a lot of conversations. A lot of my friends vape, right?
Yeah.
They stop smoking. They think they're doing good now because they're vaping. They're like, I don't smoke anymore. I'm vaping. I'm like, it's the same. It's as bad as each other. Do you know what I mean? Mm. This study just came out of the States that I was reading recently, right? They're investigating. This is the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Yes, yeah. The CDC said it's investigating about 1,500 cases of mysterious lung illnesses. 1,500 cases, 33 fatalities. 33 people have died from these mysterious lung... They're saying that vaping has got to do with it. Now, if you're vaping right now, what do you think is in your little cartridges? These things are... you know, most of them are made in China, in labs, in factories where we don't even know what's going in them. What are you paying, $3 for it? I don't know, 20 dirhams for a cartridge? What do you think you're inhaling in your body right now? I don't get it. I understand it's an easy process. It's cool. Jeff, your husband, we were talking about it. Jeff has been vaping. And he says one of the harder things about vaping is that with a cigarette, you had to make an effort to walk outside and light a cigarette. With vaping, it's so easy now. You just pull it out of your pocket no matter where you are.
Yeah.
I was at this fight over the weekend. We're in an indoor arena. People are just going... I'm like, hold on a second. You can't smoke in this arena. But vaping seems to be okay.
I don't know. Like, and I tell Jeff all the time, I'm like, do you think... this is better. He truly believes, I think now he's realized he's wrong, but he truly felt that it was a healthier alternative.
I know, it's
to
not.
Cigarettes. And
it's
I looked
not.
At him and I said, are you kidding me? You're inhaling who knows what into your body.
Yeah, it's just
like the oil, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, the oil.
The thing is, we don't know what's in it. You don't really know what's in a vape cartridge. You don't know. Here are some of the possible things. Vegetable, glycerin, visible aerosols, vegetable oil, propylene glycol, sweetener. They got flavors in there like vanilla. But again, you don't know where those flavors are coming from.
Yeah.
It's just, just be wary if you are a vapor right now. I mean, if you're a smoker as well. But like just vaping. There's also alloys of iron, chromium, aluminium is in there. Something called cathinol.
I mean, do you
nickel,
want this?
You're inhaling this thing into your lungs.
That's terrible.
Into your lungs. I don't know. How much a vape costs?
I don't even know.
I don't know. How much a vape? What's a vape? Does anyone know?
Various prices, aren't there?
None of us smoke here, which is good. We're a non-smoking show, which is nice.
Some of them are like...
I used to smoke. 14 years smoking those things. Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Remember I used to go upstairs to the roof between songs and smoke? In the commercial breaks, I'd be able to go get a cigarette out.
Well, you started smoking again, didn't you?
Yeah, I quit and then I started. But now I've been free for 6-7 years easy.
Well done on doing that.
So I'm looking just on a website here in Dubai, and it's about 35 to 45 dirhams for pen.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
35 dirhams for a vape. Are you vaping? Are you vaping? Give me a call. Let me lecture. 0487155444. Come on, give me a call. Are you vaping?
Yeah.
And be honest.
It's true, because whenever we go out of the building here and you see people smoking.
Oh, they hate me.
Yeah, he always gives them a lecture when he walks past.
Like an old man. Why are you smoking for? And then I give him this whole lecture.
Hello.
Some of them, I think, they just walk off, and I must walk off, and they just think, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Khaled, you're a vapor.
Yeah.
I can hear that you're a vapor. Yes.
It's the morning. It's the morning.
Hey, good morning. How long have you been vaping for, Khaled?
About 6 months.
You love it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but I'm doing it to quit smoking. That's the thing.
A lot of people do that, right? Like, a lot of people use vaping as a way to quit smoking, but then they get addicted to the vaping.
Yeah.
But the vaping, it's because, like, if you're smoking cigarettes, the chemicals and stuff that are in the cigarettes aren't in the vapes. And with smokers and addicts, you need to keep themselves busy. You need to keep yourselves busy. So if you're smoking, you have a cigarette in your hand, always. If you have a vape, or if you're chewing gum, or if you're eating something, it's to keep your mind off of the cigarettes.
Right.
What you're vape for.
Well, they have those, like, nicotine pens, don't they? You know, have you ever tried one of them?
I have, and they're awful. They're not nice at all. At least the nice thing about the vapes is I can go and grab, like, a mango smoothie vape, something that just tastes nice for the morning.
But you know it's killing you. You understand that?
Yes, but the smoking cigarettes and Doha are killing me faster.
Yeah, but it's
helping me quit those, and then I'll eventually...
But just don't do any of them.
Cold turkey. Wait. You did cold turkey, didn't you?
Yeah, don't be weak.
Don't say that.
It's true. If you're smoking vape or you're smoking a cigarette, you're weak. You all would love to quit. You just can't do it. Be honest with yourself. That's what I had to tell myself when I quit.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. And I was weak for 20 years of smoking. I always wanted to quit, but I couldn't quit. You know why? I was weak. And then I finally took it upon myself, because I saw my daughters and I went to the doctors and they saw something in, like, one of my arteries, which they said, you must smoke because it was thicker than it freaked me out. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I didn't tell anyone. I'm not saying that I'm good that I did it, but I'm just saying, like, quit. Like, don't go from cigarettes. Khaled, if you don't want to quit, but I believe you do, because all smokers want to quit. All smokers want to quit. We just don't know how to do it.
So are you going to quit? Is the vaping temporary? Are you going to give up is there a deadline on the vaping?
Well, I mean, I've already given up cigarettes, and now I'm just trying to give up the Doha. That's the biggest thing. And then after that is just the vape will go too, yeah.
Okay. That's the plan.
Good luck, man. Good luck with it. Maya, hi.
Hi.
How long have you been vaping for?
About almost 3 years. Well, I was a smoker for 4 years, and then I got COVID. I couldn't smoke anymore. I can't handle the smell of smoking, so I just got a vape instead. I know it's bad, but it's difficult to quit.
It's difficult to quit.
Just because you're weak.
Oh.
Stop saying that.
It's true. I wish someone told me that when I was smoking. You're weak, Chris. Quit. I'll be like, no, I'm weak. I can't do it.
Oh, okay, that might be also something.
There's what?
It might be something I just discovered about myself. I'm weak.
Yeah, no, but if you think of yourself like that, like, be honest, be real with yourself.
Okay.
Like, because, you know, we like to be, you know, we like to pretend like, you know, I'm doing better now. I stopped smoking cigarettes. I'm onto vape. I'm only saying it because I love you, man. Like, that's it. I'm caring. It's not out of...
Habit,
I get you, man. My first cigarette used to be at 5 a.m. every morning on the way to work when I used to do this show.
Yeah.
I mean, I still remember it. And I'll be honest with you guys, like, I do miss that sometimes. Driving to work, window down.
Yeah, we can do that with the vape.
Like that feeling. That feeling of like I still feel that sensation of, like, that's still a nice feeling.
Really?
Yep.
I
haven't had it for 6 years. I haven't smoked for about 6 years, but I understand, man, like, the addiction side of it, but you've just, if you really want to do it, you just can't be weak, and you got to tell yourself, and don't tell anyone that you're going to quit. Don't let anyone
just
in.
Just keep it to yourself.
Yep.
But we think you can do it if you want to do it.
100% you all can do it. If you want to quit, you can. Ahmed, you smoked for 25 years and you've quit.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
How is it quitting?
Well, basically, it's the intention first that you need to plan for it. And you need to, perhaps you need to do it gradually at the beginning. And then all of a sudden, I used to smoke a specific brand and then I couldn't find it in the market.
What was it? Mine was Marlboro Light Soft 20s.
I don't want to mention. I don't want to do any kind of promotion.
Yeah.
So then I couldn't find it in the market for a certain numbers of days. So that was basically the first step to decide to quit. I went for vaping, yes, but it created more of a breathing problem for me. Especially I have sinus.
Yeah.
And then I realized that playing sport would be the ideal things to do that keep your mind busy. Definitely. I tried also something called Heats, which is also another tobacco product. It's still lighter than vaping, lighter than normal, ordinary cigarettes, let's say.
So how did you quit? Just real quickly, if someone's trying to quit right now, how did you do it?
You need to make yourself, maybe chewing gum is something really useful, playing sports, because smokers, those who are really put themselves in hard exercises, they will really suffer from smoking. So sport would be one of the things, and basically it's that you need to really decide by yourself that I need to quit.
Yeah.
That, as you said just right now, between you and yourself, not to tell anyone, and avoid smoking societies and friends.
It's hard. It totally is hard. I get it. When you love, I used to love a cigarette. Like, I used to love it. It was nothing better than after a meal. Mm. Nothing better. Like, there's always an excuse to have a great cigarette. Like, I get that. But, you know, we're getting a lot of calls. There's about 15 people on hold. We've run out of time here. But just know, we got onto Doja Cat. She's now had to, like, rest her voice, and she's having surgery on her vocal cords.
And she was a heavy vapor.
Heavy vapor. We have no idea what the vapor's doing. All I'm going to say is, like, don't quit. You're trying to quit smoking, don't get onto vaping. Like, don't go from cigarettes to vape thinking that that's a good thing.
Mm-mm.
You know, you're going from bad to bad. You know what I mean?
Just quit.
Just quit. You can do it. You're not weak. You can do it. This is your moment. This moment right now is your moment that you are going to start to quit. Don't be weak. Go. Go. So many of you calling regarding smoking. We're just talking about smoking and vaping and trying to get you all to quit. Top WhatsApp here says, hey, regarding your vaping and smoking discussion, I have a cousin that started to smoke to prove to people that it was easy to quit. 20 years later, he's still smoking.
Oh, gosh.
It's terrible. Vicky, morning.
Morning, Chris. Hey, I just wanted to say I agree with you that you can't use vape as an excuse. If you want to quit, you will quit. My mum was a serial smoker. She ripped the filters off. She smoked for all her life.
Wow.
She got 60 a day, and she used to say she loves smoking. She doesn't want to quit. She woke up one day and said, that's it. I don't like it anymore. I'm quitting. And she quit. And she never smoked. She never did it with a patch. There was no vaping then.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying vape will not result in quitting.
Yeah, agreed.
Just end up being vaping.
Totally agree.
Who knows what passive vaping does?
Yeah.
Who
knows? Yeah, we don't know yet because it's just so new.
Yeah, I was passive vaping over the weekend. I had a few of the guys around me all vaping, but yeah, ripping the filters off the cigarette. Wow.
That's intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just,
we used to do that.
In years to come, they'll say, not only does vape cause X, Y, Z, it'll be if you inhale the vape that someone exhales.
Yeah, true. What's going on? Yeah, got to watch out. Stay out of the vapes, stay out of the cigarettes. I know it's hard. I totally get it. I understand. But you can do this. You're strong enough.
Chris, you did the most incredible thing this weekend. I was so proud of this. You were in the ring with Floyd Mayweather, not boxing. But you were hosting.
Well, listen, I was proud of the country. I thought Abu Dhabi just looked absolutely amazing. Obviously, this fight was meant to happen on the Burj. Different sort of promoters sort of came in and then they took it out to Abu Dhabi, and they did it at the Etihad Arena over the weekend. It was put together in 3 days.
Insane.
Etihad Arena looked fabulous. Looked really, really cool. Capital was shining, obviously. Floyd Mayweather fighting. There were both exhibition fights. There were four fights. Battle Jack, who lives here in the country a lot of the time, ex-former world champion, fought. You had two women fight, which were just amazing. And it was a WBC title up for grabs as well. Then Anderson Silva, MMA great, like just a legend, Anderson Silva fighting. And then obviously Floyd Mayweather. It was pretty cool.
And you were on the mic, right?
I was able to host this thing, but at the same time, they asked me last minute to do the commentary, like to do the boxing commentary to the live pay-per-view around the world.
Couldn't believe this. So, I was like, are they desperate? But I was listening to it. I was listening to it. And you know what? You did a fantastic job.
I did so well that Rossi sent me an inbox on Instagram saying that I did well. Now, that is very, very hard for Rossi to be able to do. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I was really surprised at how good and how relaxed and chilled you were. You know what I mean?
So you had to do like all the technical stuff?
Well, I just said to the guy straight out in the commentary. Now, there was a guy from Vegas. He was fantastic. Obviously, a professional football, a boxing commentator.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was a guy from Saudi as well that was technical. So I got on there pretty honestly and said, guys, the technical side of boxing, I'm not 100% sure of, but, you know, I can talk.
Yeah.
One of the funniest moments was, which for me, I'm watching, for me, and if you're a fight fan or a sporting fan, you would have appreciated this. I was ringside watching Floyd Mayweather fight.
So good.
Love him or hate Floyd Mayweather, he's the greatest boxer of all time. 50-0, he's unbeatable. He's fought absolutely everyone as well, and he beats them, right? I'm just ringside watching this guy, and I'm like, man, as we're commentating, he is so good. He is dominating this guy that he's fighting called Dangerous Dan Moore.
Yeah.
He is dominating that. He's hearing us commentate, and he's commentating with us.
Wow.
As he's fighting.
Oh.
Have a listen to this. This is us commentating the fight.
Okay.
And then Floyd Mayweather commentating alongside with us as he's fighting.
That's crazy.
Have a listen to this.
Best, by the way, is psychological warfare.
I do that.
I know.
You heard him?
He is our fourth commentator here. This is ridiculous.
He's that comfortable. I mean, how are you spending time with him?
He's commentating.
Bring him up.
He's telling
him. Now he's talking to the ref.
Well, he's telling him that.
Digging down there, changing levels.
It was pretty remarkable just to be able to witness that. We had thousands of people, obviously, in Etihad Arena. We had millions watching around the world. He's still good. For 44 years old, he is still quick. He just destroyed the guy.
Yeah, he looked like he totally dominated Don Moore, right?
Oh, he was having fun in the ring. He's holding up the girls that hold up the ring sign, the rounds. Yeah. He started taking that off them, and he started doing it. He was dancing in the ring. They were two-minute round fights because it was an exhibition fight. Right. They're meant to be three, but because it was an exhibition fight, it was only 2 minutes, right? After round number two, Floyd looks at the official and goes, make him three. I want to do 3 minute rounds. They didn't change it, but like he was just having fun, man. Like, Allison, were you there?
Yes, I was. I was definitely there.
So I can't hear you there.
You can hear me now?
There we go. Yeah. You did you watch Floyd fight?
Yes, I was definitely there. It was a lifelong dream of mine.
You were always wanting to see Floyd Mayweather fight, huh?
Yes, and my father, but unfortunately, my father passed before he ever got to see one of his fights. Yeah, but I did it in his name. I begged my husband to take me.
You did it for your father, huh?
Yes, exactly.
The atmosphere was good. How good was Floyd in the ring? Like, he still got it.
Oh, he definitely still got it. I just love the showmanship in his fight.
Yep.
What
I find about most fighters, and I know a lot of fighters, right? Sometimes they come across arrogant inside the ring or like on TV, but most fighters are just so pleasant and so humbled and so nice. Floyd was that, man. In the interactions that I've had with him over the years, and I've had three or four, he's always been very pleasant.
Mm.
You know, very pleasant.
Yeah. I guess it's part of the persona.
Yeah, selling fights, right. You want to sell those fights. But yeah, I went up catching up with Floyd right after the fight, so we're in the ring.
Yeah.
It was pretty epic. I got in there and quickly interviewed Floyd Mayweather. Take a listen.
Floyd Money Mayweather! Welcome back to the UAE. Welcome back to the capital, Abu Dhabi. How are you feeling tonight?
I would like to thank everybody in the UAE. I want to thank everybody that showed up. I want to thank the media and everybody that covered this fight. This crowd is truly amazing. UAE is one of the best places in the world.
We feel that. You know, I was down there with Amir and Fadi. You were commentating the fight. As you were fighting, you seemed to be having a lot of fun inside the ring.
Well, that's what it's all about. I told the fans that I'm here to entertain, have fun. Don Moore, a great fighter. He's undefeated. We both still undefeated. I love Don Moore. He will always be a champion in my heart. Great trainer, Kenny Johnson, a great team. I'm proud of everybody. But I want to say thank you to the UAE for... I waited for this moment for 26 years, and we're finally here, and we finally did it. So I will bring another fight back this year.
Are you confirming that you'll have another fight here in the UAE this year?
Absolutely.
Are we ready for that, UAE? Are we ready for another fight? Is there anyone that you can tell us now that you'll be fighting, or are we still looking for that fight?
It's a secret. I don't want to let the cat out the bag right now, but we have an opponent, and we had to choose a place, and the place that I will choose is the UAE.
Well, we're truly grateful to have you here in the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your time here. You've got thousands of fans here tonight. You've got millions around the world watching. How do you want to close the night out? What do you want to say to them?
Everybody that's tuned in, that stream, that bought pay-per-view, everyone all around the world, for 26 years, you guys have supported me. So I just want to say thank you, and I take my hat off to all the young champions that's on the rise right now in boxing. I will always support the sport of boxing. I will always support the MMA. All those guys work extremely hard and they're dedicated to their craft. And boxing is here to stay. MMA is here to stay. And I love you all. Thank you.
Floyd Money Mayweather, thank you for your time here in the UAE.
So good.
How good was Floyd? That was one of the... I've never heard him speak just so, like, well, to tell you the truth. Like, he was just so on point.
And sounded so humble, like, when
very
he was speaking,
much so.
Right?
More done to the UAE. Another so fight good. Coming this year. That's Floyd Mayweather.
It's time.
Time to play.
The game show within the show.
Hey. Let the games begin.
It sure is.
Ready?
Welcome to Virgin Radio. My name is Chris Fade, the host with the most of the lowest of the toast and...
Toast.
The roast.
Maybe I want toast.
My dream is to be a game show host one day, so I'm living it right now on the show. It's the game show within a show. We're going to have a little bit of a trivia game. I'll give you the topic shortly, but for it right now, let's welcome our contestants. Contestant number one.
Hi, my name is Preeti Mullick, and I've realized I'm getting better at making braids.
Thank you very much. You're contestant welcome. Number two.
Hi, my name is Nala, and I'm 24, and I still watch Twilight.
There it is. And contestant number three.
Hi, my name is Ross. I'm a father of two, married to a lady called Liz. And it's just great to be here.
Okay. All right.
All right, there we go. Here it is. The topic and the game that we're playing right now is famous rappers' first hits.
Okay.
Famous rappers' first hits. Hits.
Ooh.
Grab your pen, grab your papers.
Got
if
it.
You're listening to us anywhere around the country or around the world, you too can play along.
What
are you all ready?
What do we do? Just name the artist?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else are you going
to
do?
We're not going to be able to say the name of the song, are
yeah,
we?
That's what I wanted to know.
I mean, that's pretty impossible.
No, I want song, name, and artist. Yes, no, title and artist, as we always go.
But, but these are their first songs that
yes.
weren't famous.
That's good. You'll know these songs.
No, you
no,
won't.
No, we won't.
No.
What do you mean?
That's the premise.
It's like hits that like for instance Post Malone has done, and it's like, what is that? What?
Are you telling me what my game show
okay,
is?
Okay.
I'm the game show
so
host. We agreed the format.
I want Artist and song title. Rappers number one. Here we go. Good luck.
You're going crazy. I'll get a rental and go to Miami. Go chill on the beach like we all a big family. Get all get along. I take all of y'all shopping, check in the hotel, and we all pop a mile. You kissing on her and she kissing.
So do you want
name me? All right, I've made it hard. I've made it too hard for you. You guys don't have the ability.
We you know guys, the game better than him.
You guys don't know the ability. Obviously, you don't have the ability. So just name me the artist.
Can you play it again, please?
He's had a huge hit.
One or two?
A few good hits. Who is the artist?
Is he in trouble?
Who is the artist? You've got 5 seconds. 4, 3. 2 and 1. Pretty.
Tyga.
Lil Nas X.
Post Malone.
You've written Post Malone. The artist is... You're all wrong. DaBaby. This was his big hit. But his first ever song was that. Hung out with DaBaby at the Coca-Cola Arena. He was a nice guy. Cried a lot though. DaBaby. All right, name their first ever rap song. Well, who the artist is? Here's rappers number two.
This morning feels sleepy as all hell. Wasn't even the doctor that I took that I fell. All the way downstairs under the couch and I'm just pants.
What famous rapper is that? This is his first ever song.
Is it a solo person?
Pretty. Stop asking questions. Just answer it.
You said his, so I'm confused. All the way down south, so I went
back upstairs. Who is that artist? Write down your answers. You've got 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. This game show is proudly brought to you by Fade Fits.
Is it?
No, not really, but I thought I'd get it in
that's
there.
That's your snacks, yeah.
All right, there we go. What's your answer?
I wrote Run DMC.
Run DMC.
Eminem.
I put Q-Tip.
Q-Tip. Nala wins.
What? That's Eminem?
Eminem's first song called PBD. Let's have a listen to a young Eminem again. He's come a long way. Now Eminem.
Pants on the way down south, so I went back upstairs.
Yep. That's not Eminem.
It's called PBD. Don't argue with me or producers of this game show. Thank you very much. We'll move on. Nala's in the lead with 1 point. Rapper's first ever hits. Can you name this rapper? I'll give you a clue. It's a group.
Oh. Is it?
What are they called? Those...
And I need your answers. Hold on, Rossi. Let me see everyone write their answers up. Thank you. Rossi, hold your piece of paper up. Thank you. Go.
I wrote Migos.
Migos.
I wrote Migos.
You all got it correct. Well done.
You gave us a clue there.
It's Migos. First song called Coolin. All right. Rappers' first ever songs. Can you name this rapper?
It was you walking out my door.
What?
You said you loved me just moments before.
A rapper.
What?
Yep.
It was you walking out my door. You said you loved
me. Is he famous now?
He's a famous rapper, yes.
Like
this
now?
Was his first song.
Like current?
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hold your papers up.
I wrote Lil Nas X.
Post Malone.
Rossi's in with Post Malone, yes. Oh. Before he was talking about being a rock star, Post Malone was singing a song called Why Don't You Love Me?
It was you walking out my door.
Like Rick Astley or something.
You love me
so bad.
Oh, no, no.
All right, that puts Rossi on one. Nala on one.
Two. Excuse me. He's on two.
Rossi on two. Nala on one.
Two.
Wow.
Rossi on two. Nala on two. Pretty on zero.
One.
Rossi on two. Nala on two. Pretty on one.
Yes.
You now, are atrocious.
This is the final question, and it's worth...
How much? How much?
1.725 million points.
Wow.
Wow.
It's still anyone's game. Name this rapper's first ever... Who it is,
Name this rapper.
I've been getting wallow for a long time. She been wanna for a long time. So I'm about to for a long time.
Is this person current?
I feel like he's current.
Is it current?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a guess and just see what happens. I'm just going to guess.
Wait, I'm not done.
He's cheating.
Quickly. I'm not. It's the last one.
How much?
Everybody answers up.
You gave him the answer.
I swear I didn't give him the answer. Go. We're running out of time.
Look at me. Are you lying?
No.
Look at me.
Look at me. I haven't given him any answers.
Promise?
I tried to, but I couldn't help Rossi out because he's stupid. Even with my clue, he had no idea.
My name answer?
I wrote Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow.
Lil Nas X again.
Lil Nas X.
Cash Money.
Not Cash Money. I gave Rossi the symbol of like money, Masati, and he wrote Cash Money. It's Roddy Rich. Roddy Rich.
That
means equally winning is Nala and Rossi.
Yeah, come on, get your hands up.
Congratulations, you guys have won a can of tuna with sardines involved with cream cheese around it. Moldy Blue as well.
Nice.
The favorite moldy cheese of the country, Moldy Blue. Get it now from all supermarkets. Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us Monday morning. Good Monday show. A lot of info in there, guys. A lot of info.
A lot.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to get a doctor on. Who's going to give us more info on this monkeypox?
Should we be worried?
Monkeypox. What do we do? I don't know. We're going to find out.
I don't know.
Don't be scared. All right. But we'll get a doctor on to talk more about it. Your pop quiz back at 7:10 as well. Have a great day from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yellow bye.
The Chris Fade Show back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.